Back at Destination Salem with Executive Director Kate Fox. And Kate, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing?
Very well, very well. You know, the last time we talked about your traveling, and you had been, I believe, on a junket somewhere for tourism. Do you remember what that was? You talking with bus companies or something like that?
Right. So I was at the I've had two trade shows this year. One is the American Bus Association trade show, where I was talking to tour operators planning visits to Salem and Massachusetts. And then I've also been to the Discover New England Summit, which was in Newport. And that's international tour operators and travel writers who are looking to send people from all over the world to New England.
Travel writers. Now, have you actually talked? Do they go to these shows as well?
They do go to these shows, and they come to Salem. We do a lot of what's called familiarization or fam tours, where we set up a visit for a travel writer or a tourism, like a tour operator, somebody who's going to generate business in travel and tourism for us. So they come from all over the world.
Have you talked with someone who's got some stories to tell? I mean, they come from all over the world, so they must have they must visit places all over the world as well.
They do. It's funny. They love to. I always ask what their favorite place, their favorite destination is, and it ranges from people who say, "Oh, Paris, I love Paris," and then somebody will say that they loved a small town in California they visited, and of course they all put Salem at the top of the list.
Oh, well, they better, right? What about you and all the places you've been? What's your favorite so far, aside from Salem?
Oh, I love Dublin, and we go out to Arizona. We have family out in Arizona, so we go out there a lot, and we're big fans of the West.
Well, when I was in Ireland, we stayed down south from west to east and then back to west again. We didn't get up to Dublin, but I'm told is it similar to Boston?
It's very similar to Boston, and actually, I've only been to Dublin. I haven't gotten out of the city in Ireland, and we would really like to do that because we felt like we weren't seeing all of Ireland. We were seeing a very metropolitan version.
Well, I recommend you put in for whatever you need to do and as part of your trade show things and bring some of the Irish over here to Salem because it's a great place to visit, obviously. Well, Kate, summer is almost upon us. The weather eventually will get better. it's moderating a bit. But Salem, as we know, you've got something going all year round. And tell us a little bit about what's happening now.
We do, and it's sunny, so I'll take the sun, and hopefully the temperature will come up, because this weekend we start the Derby Flea and Salvage Market, which is a new initiative that's going to happen in Derby Square, down behind Old Town Hall on Front Street, and it's a flea market, salvage market, vintage experience, and it's going to be on the on Saturdays. It's the third Saturday of the month, May through October. And we also have the Salem Arts Festival coming June 3rd through 5th. They're celebrating things that move, especially pinwheels. So that's free, and it's family-friendly, and I encourage people to come down and take advantage. Mark your calendars for the Salem Arts Festival, June 3rd to 5th. And then we are all awestruck by the new Rodin exhibit at the Peabody Essex Museum, which just opened May 14th, and it's Rodin transforming sculpture. They have several castings of The Thinker. They have Walking Man. It is a beautiful exhibition. It's come to Salem from Montreal, and so I encourage people to include that in their summer plans.
Now, I didn't know. The only thing I'm familiar with Rodin is The Thinker, the one sculpture, but he obviously is famous for other stuff.
He is. He has. They have several galleries full of the work of all sizes from Rodin, and he really, the way he casts the human form is just amazing, and he's remarkably talented. I laugh because I put a picture of Thinker on Facebook, and several people said they loved him in Night at the Museum too. So now I have visions of the Peabody Essex coming to life.
Absolutely.
After dark.
Don't we all? Every time you see one of those movies, don't you think of that though?
Oh yeah, I think the figureheads are probably having a great time at the PEM at night.
Now the Salem Arts Festival, where is that? Where do we go for that?
Centrally located down by Old Town Hall, but I think they have events, and then Front Street, Old Town Hall, Front Street, Derby Square, and then people are doing things that connect to the arts festival around town, but definitely visit salem.org to find links to everything that's going on all summer.
I was going to ask you, what's the best way to find out about this? Now, salem.org is the Destination Salem website?
It is, and we will, in June, we're launching a whole new salem.org, so next time I talk to you, I'm sure I'll be gushing about that. And we have the calendar of events, listings for businesses, maps, parking, all those important details.
All right, we'll see you next month.
Great, thanks.
That's Kate Fox, Destination Salem.